Bom dia a todos.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the webinar to announce the results of the third quarter of 2021 of SmartFit. Today, we have Edgar Corona, CEO, Thiago Borges, CFO and IRO, Diogo Corona, COO, André Pezeta, Director for Latin American New Businesses, Leonardo Cirino, Marketing, and Alexandre Genjanin, IT Director. Participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. And next, we are going to start a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. This conference call will be conducted in Portuguese and simultaneously interpreted into Portuguese. As a reminder, the presentation that guiding this presentation is available at our investor relations website. Before continuing, statements made during this conference call relative to business prospects of the company, operation and financial projections and goals are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, and they are based on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantee of performance because they involve risks and uncertainties. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Edgar, who's going to start the presentation. Edgar, please. Good morning. For your presence. Before giving it over, I would like to give you some highlights for the quarter. We never imagined that the recovery would gain strength over the past few months. And this was driven specifically by three factors. So the reduction of limitations in the countries where we operate, the opening of the clubs in the countries where we operate, and compliance with vaccination. And this was the best quarter in the history of the company in terms of new members. We have added 300,000 new members to our membership. And where vaccination is more advanced and there were fewer restrictions, such as in Chile in October, it exceeded the customer base or our membership before the pandemic in terms of same store sales. Colombia today has already recovered 83% of its base in terms of same store sales. Demonstrating that the thesis that we imagined that the reopening would take place maybe a little later in some geographies. And this space that we had, we are going to go back to pre-pandemic phases. So, other important things before the presentation, we have exceeded the mark of 1,000 stores, reinforcing the leadership of Latin America. So there is a balance with 14 geographies and Brazil accounting for about 57% of that. The pandemic has provided major opportunity for us. The market is really affected both in clubs and the retail market in these geographies. And so we're finding very good locations at very good prices, which make it possible for us to be optimistic as to our expansion. There was a strong cost review that we conducted during the lockdown period. And today in same stores, we are 11% below in costs as compared to pre-pandemic levels. So we decided to accelerate expansion and we are planning to get to the end of 2022 with more than 1,200 clubs. Thank you, Edgar. And before turning over to my colleagues to continue the presentation, I would like to talk about the highlights of the third quarter. So we have exceeded the mark of 1,000 fitness clubs milestone, added 109 clubs in 2021. So what we are seeing associated to the consolidation of the market, we have published our guidance that will reach at least many clubs and at least 1,010 owned clubs, adding 29% as compared. As 100% of the clubs were open in the last 4 months, the third quarter was the best in terms of membership with 390,000 new members, with an increase of 20%. We also have cost control, and we had a reduction of 11% in clubs open, and we reduced the impact of the pandemic in our results. We have a positive EBITDA in Q3 with a recovery of our membership. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Leo to talk about the trends in demand in our markets and the relevance of our brand. Good morning. As Thiago and Edgar have mentioned, we have had the best quarter ever in terms of increasing membership, and we are going back to normal levels, to pre-pandemic levels. As Edgar mentioned, our demand suffered very intensely from mobility in the main markets where Smart Fit operates. I'm showing to you up-to-date numbers in terms of interest, in terms of people seeking health clubs in the period from 2019, 2020, and 2021. In August, we had the highest interest in fitness clubs in the demand according to Google. One interesting thing is the demand in terms of fitness clubs is going back to very good levels. We look at strength and relevance of our brand. Our brand today is the maintenance of the brand health above 85% with increase of positive mentions in all social networks. Most of all comments are positive when they mention our brand. We also use a brand tracking tool, Caliper, and in November 2021, looking to all states of Brazil, it provided a result that today, two out of every three Brazilians are aware of the Smart Fit brand, and 70% of the respondents said that they would recommend the brand to friends and family. This is interesting because we have also showed you in the NPS of our membership of about 70%, one of the best in the world. We see this reflected also in Caliper's tracking survey. In addition to being a healthy brand that people have a good opinion, our share of voice remains above 60% in the main countries where we operate. Here, I'm showing to you Brazil and Mexico, where of the total brands sought after in the internet, 60% in the category of fitness clubs corresponds to Smart Fit, thereby showing that this is a healthy brand with a very high share of voice. Now here you have a vision of our work for the next few months, and now our focus in terms of attracting new users or members. We reaffirm our commitment of keeping our share of voice, at the same time, very effective work in terms of recovery of former members. We have been using artificial intelligence, which is a smart virtual assistant, and they've been talking to our entire customer base, bringing them back to our brand with a major focus on offline media that are regional. Here we are talking about local guerrilla strategies in each region where our brand operates. And then we also have a complementation of national offline media mix in the main countries. We have a plan in terms of making the most of the demand and bringing new users to the Smart Fit brand. Now, I would like to give the conference over to Alexander, our IT director, who's going to give you an update on our digital platforms.
Thank you, Leo. Good morning, everyone. I will talk a little bit about our digital platforms. The utilization of the app by our customer base is still growing, and we have reached almost 1.3 million users in the world, which accounts for 65% of our total membership, a growth of 155% as compared to the same period in the year before. The developed and new functionalities have provided this increase in membership and engagement in the platform. In terms of
practices, we have additional practices that can be done at home. In terms of social, we added functionalities that make it possible to share training in social media, which added more than 1.2 million views in Instagram with many photos in that platform. The Smart Fit Nutri membership grew 28% as compared to the previous quarter. As a reference, we had 105,000 bioimpedance measurements in 3Q21, which is an increase of 90% as compared to the second quarter of 2021. Thank you, Ale. Now we are going to explore a little bit how we see the good recovery of our membership, our expansion, and how this is reflected in our financials. As time goes by and experience we have gained in operating during the pandemic, we are increasingly more confident that mobility index is an important indicator for the recovery in our sales. We have been monitoring this index since last year, and this quarter it reached the highest level since the beginning of the pandemic, with a positive impact for us to have the highest number of clubs open since the beginning of the pandemic, especially after August. We also see that units in regions where mobility has already gone back to pre-pandemic levels, they have a gain in membership better than last quarter. Last month were accompanied by the lessening in strictness of shutdown and lockdown, and clubs are open. For example, in Chile, where there is a high level of vaccination and people can even train without wearing a mask. However, we're still operating with many restrictions and protocols, which affect the recovery in important cities such as São Paulo and Mexico City. The limitation that we see that are impacting the customer experiences is the limitation of collective classes. And this quarter was the beginning of the recovery. In spite of the many restrictions that are imposed, we were still able to significantly increase our membership. We have selected two cases of two countries that reinforce our understanding of recovery. On the first slide, we have the first case study of what we have just said. Chile, our fourth biggest market, was severely impacted by the pandemic. If we consider the period of 16 months between the beginning of the pandemic until July this year, our clubs were closed for 16 months, more than 80% of the period. But the advance of vaccination, clubs were reopened, and after July the 15th, with the almost immediate recovery of sales to historical levels. Sales are at high levels, leading to a membership that is greater than 9% as compared to pre-pandemic levels. And in terms of same stores, we have 2% more members than before the pandemic. In Chile, the speed of recovery, the recovery rate is 5% per month. It's also worth remembering that today Chile has 90% of its population vaccinated, and the use of masks is not mandated for exercising in our fitness clubs. Now we have the Colombia case that we shared with you last call, our third largest market with a good recovery during this year. The country is still at a high level of clubs operating this year with one of the fastest recoveries. We're still seeing a correlation about higher than 80% between mobility indexes and our sales. And as mobility rates in Colombia are high, almost back to normal as of October, we had an excellent performance in the last 2 months. Our membership has gone back to normal and exceeded by 5% our levels, totaling 287,000. When we compare the same units that were open before the pandemic, and the total recovery of the base is 86% and with a 4% gain per month. In this important country with good recovery, we converted 17 units of Action Fitness, the second largest high-value, low-price clubs in the country, reinforcing a competitive position in the country, especially in Bogotá and Medellín, thereby proving our leadership in this very important market. These two cases are not isolated. We see good recovery in other countries too, such as Dominican Republic and other cities that have a high rate of mobility. Examples such as Colombia and Chile have driven our first quarter of recovery since the beginning of the pandemic, where we recorded an expansion of our membership in fitness clubs by 20% as compared to the previous quarter. The recovery started in July 2021 in all markets where we operate because of 100% opening of our units and the opening of new clubs. In this quarter, we added 390,000 new members to the club, 65% of them to existing units. And then we are still seeing a fast recovery in October, closing the month with 2.4 million members, which is equivalent to 87% of the basis that we had in March last year. And if we consider only Smart Fit units existing in March last year, we closed October with 73% as compared to pre-pandemic levels. In Brazil, our main economy is also showing an increase in membership with good sales reaching 82% of our membership in March 2020 and 70% of pre-pandemic units. It's worth highlighting that the increase in membership of Dias Fit that were converted to Smart Fit in July this year. And after the acquisition, they increased their membership by 57%, reaching the number which is 15% greater than what we had at the end of 2019. This demonstrates the strength of our brand and how we can implement improvements that add value to customers. We also believe in the force of our chain and the capillarity of our clubs that provide access to all units in our chain. In Mexico, we also increased membership, adding 44,000 new members, and 39,000 of which to pre-existing units. And close with 68% of our customer base of March 2020, in contrast with 60% at the end of Q2. And then if we look at Chile and Colombia, helped our chain in other of Latin America, 87% of our membership in pre-pandemic existing units. Now, considering the recovery in all countries where we operate, we have added 390,000 new members. It's the best quarter ever. So this curve is exciting and shows our confidence in the mission of democratizing high standard fitness. Now, we end the third quarter with 1,009 clubs, 17% greater than same period last year and 12% greater than Q4. We have 144 openings over the last 12 months in a scenario of a strict cash restriction. Brazil was the region with the most openings with 57 new clubs added, followed by other Latin American countries with an additional 51 clubs with a highlight to Peru and Chile and Colombia. Our own units have reached 771 new clubs. And this was an instrument that made it possible for us to expand continuously, even during the pandemic. This quarter, we have exceeded the brand of more than 1,000 clubs, leading health and exercise to more and more people. We are very proud of these numbers, and you may have seen on the streets, on the social network, our campaign that Smart Fit offers more than 1,000 clubs for people to practice. And our ambitions go beyond 1,000. Clubs. After 2021, we're reinforcing our pace of growth, especially after the IPO in July. And considering the strength of our business model, a competitive advantage, we want to end the year with 1,260 gyms, which represent a growth of 29% as compared to this quarter. Now, going to the final part in terms of financial performance, here you can see the performance of the net revenue with a strong recovery this quarter as compared to the same quarter last year because of the weak base for comparison impacted by the first wave of COVID. So we have 445 million, a growth of 30% as compared to the previous quarter. This is because of the opening of all our clubs after mid-July, which made it possible for us to increase 12% our membership as compared to the second quarter, and also because of the increase of days in operation to 100% this quarter versus 87% in the previous quarter. Net revenue in Brazil grew 22% as compared to the second quarter, reflects that 100% of our clubs are open and the recovery of our membership that we as compared to what we had in the previous quarter. In Mexico, we had an expansion of 22% of net revenue as compared to Q2 because of the solid recovery in the customer base compared to other countries in Latin America, but strong recovery of 52% as compared to the previous quarter. Now, in terms of cash cost in the quarter, it was 21% greater than the previous quarter. So the increase in cost is explained by more time during which our clubs were open. And we are seeing full recovery of our activities. For example, we were able to reduce by 11% in the quarter as we compare just clubs that we had open until 2019. This represents a savings of 31 million as compared to baseline, with a highlight of 22% increase in personnel costs and 19% in other costs. We also compared to baseline of 2020, this quarter we have had an increase of 57 million because we added 143 new own units since the late 2019. Expenses, SG&A, totaled 122 million, 57 million greater than the third quarter of 2020 because of a strong reduction in admin expansion because of the impacts of the pandemic. If we compare to the previous quarter, expenses increased by 35 million. We had then a reduction of expenses with sales to bear the higher membership. However, sales expenses remain stable as the ratio of our revenues about 10%. SG&A increased 22 million because of provisioning for expenses with long-term incentive plans and expenses with IT and new businesses. On this slide, I would like to highlight the EBITDA of the quarter increased by 18 million versus the previous quarter because of the recovery of the membership and revenues and greater operational leverage with a cash gross margin expansion of 500 BPS. We had 11 million BRL EBITDA in the first 9 months of 2021, in a scenario in which the clubs were still subject to restrictions into regular operations, and 21% of days closed in the first half of 2021. Also had 27 million because of the recovery opening of units, and the expansion caps year to date total 247 million, including investments 135 million by SmartChat. And we also follow investing for innovation, digitalization of services, and focusing on customer experience with 39 million CapEx year-to-date numbers. So this higher pace of investment is the result of our strategy after the IPO of 2.6 billion, transform the company in free cash. Despite our favorable cash position, we have a debt amortization that is well equalized for future years. This is all that I wanted to say about the results of the third quarter. Now I'd like to turn the conference back to Marcel to continue our conference call. Thank you, Thiago. We are now going to start our questions and answers session. If you have any questions, please click on raise hand so that we can open your microphone, or you may also ask your questions on the chat and I will read. So questions will be answered as we receive them. So we have one first question here from Itaú. He's asking, how is inflation impacting your business? Do you feel that people are more price sensitive? And may this affect the product club affecting Black in the near future? Thank you, Thiago, for your question. Before turning it over to the rest of the team to mention, well, the inflation is global, as you know, but the severity of inflation in Brazil is much higher than what we are seeing in other countries. This is not so strong with this inflation. And so we have the Brazilian operation of what we are dealing with significantly in other countries. In Brazil, although it's still too early to talk about recovery, we did not have an increase in price in March this year. It was about 10%. And in January 2020, we also had a price increase that was slightly lower. And right now, what we are doing is trying to understand what will be the inflation and our cost inflation. This is a variable, not just from external factors, but also our capacity to react to negotiations with our vendors, rental, trying to find alternative sources for power. So that said, what we are seeing is that the inflationary pressure that we suffer with cost with these two price increases and maybe some other price adjustment will be at a level that will be similar if we analyze January 2020 with December 2022. It's a long period, of course, and we know that any price increase will reflect in the month, but only 12 to 18 months later in our membership. As to the Black Smart Plan, we are operating very well in terms of sales, and Smart is an entry plan through which customers are attracted by a situation that they are close to where they work or live, and then we see that many of them migrate to Black. And when we look at competition, our prices are the best ones in the market. Not only do we have absolute numbers, but also in relative terms. What they can find in Smart, the convenience to find Smart is very different from competitors that have prices that are higher than ours to somehow differentiate. And in our opinion, this is not the competitive differential. I don't know if I have answered your question. Maybe if you, Matheus, would like to say something, we are available. Let's move on with our Q&A session. We can open your audio. If you are interested in asking a question, please raise your hand in the monitor. And please open your voice channel. We have Cristiane Pereira. Cristiane, you may ask your question.
Cristiane,
you may ask your question. Cristiane, you're muted. Can you hear me? Okay, if you want to write your question on a chat, we can read it for you. Ruben Couto from Santander has a question to ask. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for taking my question. Number one, a follow-up on inflation and also the price increase. The effect of this positive movement in average ticket in Brazil, I think it must have been because of the recent price increase, but could you comment whether there were any other factors along the quarter and whether this trend will continue at the same levels for Q4 in future quarters or even accelerate the recovery of average ticket in Brazil? Could you tell us, give us an update about the market in Mexico, that you bought a majority stake in Sportsworth that you announced a few? Does it change the MOU with the company? Could you tell us a little bit more about that? Thank you. Thank you, Ruben. This is Thiago. As to Brazil's average ticket, the third quarter specifically, what happened is that the asset base of Q2 had a base when we didn't bill in April. So it's the number of assets divided by revenue. It looks like it's smaller. There's lots of assets, but non-paying. So the base dropped 12% to 4% this quarter. So this reflects the increase in ticket, and there was a major effect in Brazil and Chile too, where we have this thing of 4% frozen today. So these levels that you have seen in terms of increase in the third quarter will be smaller, but it will continue with a growing average ticket. As to complement here, considering our latest conversation we had, we have some investors, and what we noticed, Mexico had a very difficult time, and retail suffered a little bit too, and real estate had a high offer. So lots of offer with very competitive prices that are very interesting to us, with lots of quality. But then, on the other hand, there is a consistent movement for production coming from China being produced in the north of the country, and Mexicans believe that the country will start producing good growth rates. So talking about Sports Road, we have the same intentions as that we had in the MOU that we signed in the past, but we could start with a minority investment in the company through a capital increase, and then we acquired 10%, but the MOU that was signed goes on, and we are following negotiations to increase our share. Well, this is all very clear. Thank you very much. So as a reminder to everyone, if you want to ask a question, just raise your hand, and then we can open your microphone, or you can ask a question on the chat.
Well,
if there are no further questions, I would like to thank you all very much for your presence here today. Our investor relations team is available to you if you have any questions to ask. Thank you very much, and have a good day.